Last fall, a group of alumni and a handful of former and current staff raised concerns about conditions at Mount Edgecombe High School. They said a high number of students were being treated for suicidal ideation and, due to staffing and budget cuts, had less access to mental health services. Enrollment, they said, was dropping precipitously. A group of lawmakers visited the school in February and found the facilities warranted additional scrutiny, with leaks, exposed wires, and a rat living in the gymnasium that students named Tiptoes. Superintendent David Lankford told the Alaska Board of Education and Early Development that 104 students have left the school as of March. That's about 25% higher than normal. While he said there are a lot of reasons students leave, he attributed the deteriorating facilities to longtime funding cuts.
This isn't like a problem this year. This is a problem decades in the making. Funding not coming through, projects not being managed, maintenance not being upkept, and funding being cut, six, 7 years ago, we had 7 maintenance people, and today we have 1.5. They just can't do everything that needs to be done.
Lankford gave similar remarks in February to the House and Senate Education Committees, alongside Education Commissioner Dina Bishop. They highlighted the improvements they've made, like replacing dorm furniture and upgrading bathrooms, and maintenance needs they're working to address, including replacing the roof and ventilation system for the boys' dorm in May. Board member Pamela Duprat is a Mount Edgecombe alumni.
Those photographs were pretty deplorable and saddening to see because that isn't the Edgecombe that I remember. So I'm glad that a lot of those are being addressed.
Lankford was hired as superintendent last year after already accepting a job overseeing the Chatham School District. The state board approved his appointment and Chatham agreed to him taking on the second job. Then last month, Mount Edgecombe's Alumni Advisory Board voted to recommend the state reopen the hiring process, this time with input from the board and other stakeholders. Duprat said the board had received feedback about reopening the position, but it also received positive input on the progress school leaders had made and asked for clarification about the mixed messaging.
We have been receiving emails, and the emails ask for a recall for the superintendent, and then the second part of that was the committee. And from what I'm hearing is we are getting a lot of input from the community. A lot of things are being addressed. So what are the continued issues if these things are being addressed that you are facing?
Commissioner Bishop said much of the recent feedback about the school has been positive, and a lot of the issues that remain are, quote, adult issues.
As concerns come in, we go and address them. And I would say a lot of these concerns were more about adults than they were students and what they were receiving. So I do believe that, that we're moving forward with sorting out the adult issues and moving forward in the right direction for kids.
She said while some advisory board members were interested in reopening the superintendent hire, she believed it would be a critical error. She said Lankford was the right fit given his background in business and history with the school, and said she didn't include the advisory board in the process because the hire had to happen quickly.
And there was a reason why David was selected to be able to bring Mount Edgecombe, pairing what had been done on the cultural side, bringing that strength back to the management side and other leadership is a need there. And I did exercise what I can. Folks that know me know when there's time to hire, we do engage a larger group. But this was critical. School needed to be opened.
While the state's Board of Education did not signal any plans to reopen hiring for the school's top position, it did move forward with one of the advisory board's recommendations, the formation of an ad hoc committee for the school. The temporary committee will be comprised of students, staff, alumni, and other stakeholders who will spend the next spring and summer gathering information on the school and will return to the Board of Education next fall with its findings and recommendations. The board approved the formation of the committee unanimously. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.